the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Frank Reich was introduced as Stanford's new football coach today at the news conference alongside Andrew Luck, former quarterback in Indianapolis. The former Colts coach talked about what he learned and how it felt to be alongside Andrew Luck back then and now.
The love that we have for the process, you know, being in a highly competitive field where results are really what we're measured by, that we both are wired the same way, that we know that to get the results that we want, the process has to be right and the people have to be right. And so that season when we started 1-5, I told anybody I could ever talk about this with. How do you come back from 1-5 and win 9-10 and win a playoff game and be the one team in the league nobody plays when you have players that embody that 1% better every day, 1-0 mindset? And I've never been around a guy who embodied that like Andrew. And so from a football perspective, we just clicked as fellow quarterbacks. You know, watching him play and lead was the thrill of a lifetime as a coach. But then off the field, what I really appreciated about Andrew, although we were both extremely wired and competitive and want to win at everything we do, there was another side of Andrew that knew everything. You know, one, it had other interests, and I'm very much wired that way as well. And so we could connect on a personal level off the field as well.
It looks to be one season for Frank Reich and Andrew Luck sort of leaning into him. Timing's not great. But I have to think our next guest is viewing this through a prism that is very unusual. Bob Kravitz, award-winning columnist. You may have read him at Sports Illustrated, the Rocky Mountain News in Denver, Indianapolis Star for a long time, friend of this show. He's now writing at bobkravitz.com. He's joining us now. What's that like to see Andrew Luck and Frank Reich up on the stage together for you?
Really bizarre. I watched the press conference earlier today, and I thought, well, this time Andrew's the boss, you know. relationship makes so much sense. I think, you know, he talked about still being able to take the program forward even in an interim role, and I think Frank can do that. They're kindred spirits. They're both lifelong learners. Frank's a very is very strong in his faith. I don't know about Andrew, but they're kindred spirits in a lot of ways. And I don't know if I think it was mentioned at the press conference that Frank actually married Andrew to and his wife about 6-7 years ago. So they've had a long, great relationship, and I think this is a, you know, for a very screwed up situation with the previous head coach, I don't think you can do much better than Frank Reich for just one season of developing a culture.
Yeah, you've got to kind of put a pause on and then maybe launch your coaching search. I got to ask you, Bob, are you surprised to see Andrew Luck in the role that he is in now, or did you kind of expect him to pop up around football in some way?
Yeah, I always did. You know, I thought it would be hard to scratch that competitive itch for him. You know, being a stay-at-home dad has got, it's a beautiful thing, and I think we'd all love to be in that situation at some point. But, you know, I think Andrew is just a super competitive guy, and he, you know, has strong feelings, obviously, towards Stanford. I think he's in a great position. I really think, you know, while Frank is only going to be there for a year, I think he can establish a foundation. What's interesting to me is this is the second time he comes in and it's not his coaches. That was the situation in Indianapolis. They had hired a couple of coaches, including the defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, because they thought they were going to get McDaniel, and it turned out that he backed out, and Frank had to adjust to a couple of coaches who were not his guys. So some interesting parallels.
I like that because, you know, Andrew may have seen him deal with less than ideal circumstances back in the day.
Right.
He had some success in Indy. What did Frank Reich do right?
Well, he had Andrew Luck at quarterback. That's a really good start. You know, I mean, you think about the early years of, you know, I mean, he didn't have Andrew at the height of his powers. I mean, that was the first 3 years. You know, Frank had to deal with a lot of injuries and stuff. But, no, Frank was doing fine and looked like a long timer until they went out in 2022, and all they needed to do was win one of their last two games against either Vegas or the worst team in the league, Jacksonville, and they lost both games. And then they went to, you know, and the fact that he was the driving force behind bringing Carson Wentz to Indianapolis was held against him. And after that, it all kind of went south on him.
The feeling that Colts fans had about Andrew Luck leaving and Reich, you know, in his tenure, you were in the middle of it at that time. Does this reunion of these two guys make you think it could be more than 1 year, or do you really believe that this is just a stopgap and Reich is just there to kind of plug a hole for them and stabilize it?
Yeah, I mean, listening to the press conference, Andrew and Frank made it abundantly clear numerous times that this is a one-year deal, that he could go 11-1 and reach the CFP, and they're going to have a new coach next year. Now, obviously, I mean, they're a 3-9 team. I wouldn't expect a whole heck of a lot from Stanford in the coming year. But, no, I think this is a one-year stopgap. And, again, the timing was unfortunate for Stanford, which is, again, a weird parallel because Andrew put the Colts in the worst predicament imaginable by leaving the game, by retiring just a couple of weeks before the start of the season. So, it's kind of odd.
Did fans, they were frustrated at the time. Have they forgiven him?
No. I think it's an 80-20, 75-25 mix. You know, I think 75% probably understood, you know, the pain that he was in both physically and I believe psychologically. He was in just a deep amount of distress. And people understand that, you know, he is a guy with a lot of options in his life, and he needed to pursue those. But there's still 20-25% that will never forgive him for putting the Colts. You know, I don't want to say he put the Colts in a terrible predicament. Long term, short term, yes, but long term, they should have been able to crawl out from under the retirement by now, and they haven't done that.
Bob Kravitz, award-winning sports columnist. You can read him at bobkravitz.com now, formerly at the Indianapolis Star, The Athletic, Rocky Mountain News, Sports Illustrated. Bob, you've seen college sports change. You're watching college basketball, and you're in the great state of Indiana to take on a new face. Does a pro coach, does an NFL approach with Andrew Luck as the GM, does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. And in fact, you know, I tweeted out the other day that IU needs to get themselves a GM. I think the game has completely changed. And, you know, I went to a luncheon with Barry Collier, the former AD at Butler, who hired Brad Stevens. And he was saying how important the professional model is. We see with Belichick and Mike Lombardi doing that at North Carolina. So, yeah, I think the pro model is really the way to go because it's just true free agency. You got something of a salary cap coming in at some point. So, I think that's the way to go. And I think Andrew is well suited for this job. It's very similar to the jobs his father has held over the years.
You've covered college basketball up close, great college basketball state that you're in. You're watching the Final Four, you know, with Duke and Florida, Auburn and Houston. Who do you like?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It's hard to think that anybody but Duke can win this thing. Now, I mean, I saw what Houston did to our Boilermakers here, you know, in Indiana. playing a road game basically at Lucas Oil and beat them in the last second. Houston plays just remarkable defense, but I just think you've got the first pick in the draft, and I think that kid Cooper Flagg is going to make all the difference. I think he's had an amazing tournament, and I think he's going to put the cherry on top in this Final Four.
Yeah, what kind of pro is he going to be? He gets to the NBA, everybody's salivating, people in Portland mad that the Blazers are winning games when they should be tanking. What kind of pro will Cooper Flagg be?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, the obvious comparison is Larry, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, we always, that's always a comparison when you've got, when you've got a white player, you usually say he's going to be like Larry. But I see a lot of those skills. I mean, he's got size. He's got a great handle. He can score from all three levels. I mean, he's a dynamic player, and I think he's going to crush it this weekend. I really do.
Pivoting to the NFL, we've got, a draft coming and quarterback position with the Colts. Is it an open competition? What's going on with the quarterback spot?
Yeah, I mean, if you take them at their word, and I do so in a hesitating manner, they say it's going to be a true open competition. I think it's Richardson's to lose. I think all things being equal, they would go with Richardson because they've put so much into him. They've invested, a number four pick in him. But if he gets outplayed, they'll go with Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones is only 26, 27. So this will be as open a competition. Shane Steichen said the other day that they're going to share the reps. They're going to split it right down the middle and may the best man win. So, I think it's Richardson's to lose, but he could very well lose it.
Yeah, you had this blessing, I think, of working in a great basketball state in Indianapolis, where you've got, the great NBA history and some big runs and Reggie Miller's time, and you look at the Colts and there's a lot of fun there. But you also were around Bob Knight and Gene Cady at Purdue. I covered Knight for one season. I have to know from you, Bob, like you and I have spent some time together. I got to know from you, like, what that was like on an ongoing basis to be around Knight.
Well, actually, at the very beginning, I'll keep this kind of short. At the very beginning, we got along fine. He liked the fact that I was a little bit of a, I don't want to say a word I'm not supposed to say on radio, but kind of a hard-edged person. We yelled at each other, and we seemed to get along okay. Then I wrote something that he didn't like, and he had me banned from the locker room for the rest of the year and refused to answer my questions, which I always ask at press conferences just to annoy him. So, it wasn't a fruitful relationship. He had a good relationship with a couple of writers throughout the country that he kind of cherry-picked, but I was not among those. We had a fraught relationship, to say the least.
How has Caitlin Clark changed the media market there?
Oh, my gosh. I remember going down there for practices in training camp, and there would be as many people there as there were on a Wednesday afternoon for the Colts. Wow. I mean, 20, 30 people for a fever practice. It has changed everything. It has changed our summers here in Indianapolis. My wife is, a sports fan, but not hardcore. She always wants to know when the fever game is on. They are must-watch television. The numbers, I mean, you can look them up. They're ridiculous, the impact she's had on this league and on women's sports in general. And I'll tell you what, man, she's as self-aware as any athlete I've come across. She is a really special young woman.
A lot of fun to hear that. BobKravitz.com if you want to read them. Bob, I appreciate you joining us. Last night was trivia night. What are you playing? You going out to like a local sports bar and playing team trivia? What are you doing?
We went to the American Legion, which allows smoking, so smelled like cheap cigars and cigarettes. We got home, but yeah, I did okay on the sports, but I didn't do so well on movies and stuff. So
yeah, who's on your team? Do you have a team?
Well, just a couple of friends and old neighbors, and my wife. My wife is pretty good, so we're all right.
I like second place,
not silver medal, you know.
I like that. Bob Kravitz, you're the best. Take care, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right, there he is, Indianapolis Star legend. He has worked at The Athletic, Sports Illustrated, and now is writing at BobKravitz.com. Good take. Interesting. Steven, before we go to break, does it work with Frank Reich and Andrew Luck? Is this the right move for Stanford?
I'm not sure, John. I don't think so. I'm not sold on this. It's kind of a weird hire to me, just for the 1 year. I get it. Yep. I get that it's a bad timing to have to hire a new head coach, but Frank Reich, to me, seemed like he was out of sorts when he was in Carolina at the very end there. Maybe the game passed him by a little bit. Now you're just going to get him on a one-year thing. I would not expect a lot out of Stanford football this year. Now, maybe they knew. Maybe Andrew Luck knew they weren't going to hire the long-term guy, but I think for next season, it's definitely not going to work for Stanford.
I think it's obviously weird. Here's Andrew Luck as he's talking. You know, somebody asked him, is the timing's bizarre.
I think what I realized, you know, when I started thinking, all right, we got to move forward. What's best for this program? What's best for these kids? What's best for our coaches on staff? Because they have a lot of belief with these kids, a lot of belief with the coaches, and of the sort of options of how you move forward, not necessarily who you're moving forward with, but how. It became more evident to me as I really sat and thought about it that the ideal situation was an interim for this season, right? That could come in and like Frank said, not take a step back, but keep moving forward. Look, I have, you know, when I show up at work, I think, you know, how do I do right by our kids? How do I do right by the people in this program?
And he's, I think it's the right move, but it's the right move with the choices all being bad. You don't want to rush to hire somebody. Stanford's been 3-9, 3-9, 3-9, 3 years in a row with three wins. It's not like, you know, I think Reich's going to come in and win nine games. But, you know, again, I'm watching the portal, too. Their best defensive player, future NFL edge rusher named David Bailey, he jumped into the portal a couple days ago. And so you are dealing with, like, how do we stop the bleeding? I think it's the best option among bad options. And it's somebody that Luck probably trusts immensely, given that he married him. You know, he basically served as the pastor who married Andrew Luck and his wife. And so Frank Reich was sitting in a Costco in North Carolina, you know, shopping at a Costco, and is getting probably a hot dog and, you know, a bunch of toilet paper and some water. And Andrew Luck calls him and convinces him to come fly across the country and take this job. So we'll see what happens. It's a sociology experiment at Stanford, and Frank Reich and Andrew Luck are in the middle of it. Our big splash coming up.